From Washington, this is VOA News. Israel and Palestinians agree on new extended ceasefire. WHO shuts Ebola lab in Sierra Leone. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. Egypt managed to broker a deal for an open-ended ceasefire between Israel and Palestinian militant factions in Gaza following 7 weeks of fighting. Fighting that's killed more than 2,100 people, most of them Palestinians. Edward Uranian reports.
The announcement of a long-term ceasefire agreement for Gaza was made by the head of the Palestinian Authority, Mahmoud Abbas, from his headquarters in the West Bank city of Ramallah. He said the Palestinian leadership has agreed to the call by Egypt for a complete and permanent ceasefire in accordance with the demands and needs of the Palestinian people in Gaza and in light of rebuilding what was destroyed. Abbas went on to thank Egypt and its president for their efforts to stop the bloodshed and widespread destruction in Gaza. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
The warring sides agreed to open talks within a month on Israel's demand that Hamas be disarmed and the Palestinian call for a complete end to the years-long blockade. Ukraine and Russia say agreement was reached to begin talks that could lead to a ceasefire in eastern Ukraine. Russian President Vladimir Putin and his Ukrainian counterpart Petro Poroshenko announced the deal late Tuesday after a face-to-face meeting in Minsk, the capital of Belarus. The World Health Organization shut down one of its Ebola testing labs in Sierra Leone after a staff member there was infected by the virus. The WHO withdrew its staff from the lab in Kailahun, one of only two in Sierra Leone, after a Senegalese epidemiologist was infected with the deadly virus. This is VOA News. Senior U.S. officials say Egypt and the United Arab Emirates have launched airstrikes against Islamic militants in the Libyan capital twice in the past week. U.S. officials say Egypt provided the base for the launch of the airstrikes, and the UAE provided the aircraft and pilots. Neither of those governments have commented on the Tripoli attacks. The White House says there are no plans to coordinate with Syria in the fight against Islamic State militants who threaten the United States and are trying to topple the Assad government. Reports say the Pentagon has already started surveillance flights over Syria to track the movements of the Islamic State ahead of possible airstrikes on the militants. President Obama authorized the flights Monday. U.S. officials, though, are declining to say whether they have already started. U.S. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel says seven European governments have agreed to join the United States in supplying weaponry to Kurdish forces battling the Islamic State extremists in northern Iraq. Islamic State jihadists overran large areas in northern and western Iraq in June. Afghan presidential candidate Abdullah Abdullah is threatening to pull out of the UN-supervised auditing process of June's disputed runoff election. That further complicates efforts to resolve the standoff. Auditors are in their final stages of examining the 8 million votes cast during the June runoff between Abdullah and Ashraf Ghani. Though preliminary votes suggested Ghani finished well ahead of Abdullah, both are claiming to have won the election. President Obama is vowing to do right by the nation's military veterans, calling the misconduct uncovered within the U.S. Veterans Affairs Department outrageous and inexcusable. Congress passed a bill to overhaul the Veterans Administration last month. Speaking to the American Legion Veterans Organization Tuesday, President Obama said it institutes a new culture of accountability.
The new legislation that I signed into law, Bob and the VA now have the authority to more quickly remove senior executives who don't meet our high standards. If you engage in unethical practices or cover up a serious problem, you should be and will be fired.
The Obama administration is also launching new steps to strengthen service members' access to mental health care, improve their transition from active duty to veteran health care, and help them financially. U.S. hamburger chain Burger King is buying Canadian coffee and donut retailer Tim Hortons for $11 billion. It is a merger that creates the world's third largest fast food company. This new combined venture is expected to have annual sales of about $23 billion. It will also produce 18,000 restaurants in 100 countries around the world. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.